This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is John Renfro, chairman of the Yancey County Commission. And he joins us today to talk about the 2008-2009 budget. Welcome, Mr. Chairman. It's all yours.
After several weeks of meetings, lots of review, deliberation, and work, the Yancey County Board of Commissioners on Thursday approved the county's fiscal 2008-2009 budget. I would like to thank Commissioners Dean Hicks and Freddie Penland for their hard work and dedication to this budget process. Also to the County Manager Michelle Lauren, Finance Officer Brandy Burleson, and Tax Assessor Susie McIntyre, and all the departments and agency heads without whose assistance this budget could not have been produced. Our budget this year is $20,303,695. This represents a 12.2% increase over last year, but only a 2.4% increase over the year before last. Last year's budget was a particularly difficult one and was cut to bare bones. This year's budget does not total major increases over years prior to last year. The largest increase will go to the Yancey County school system. We feel that educational funding is the most important part of our budget, and we wanted to make up for the last 2 years where increases to school funding was minimal. School funding will increase 27%. To $4,161,757. The largest recipients of tax dollars continue to be the Yancey County School System and the Department of Social Services. The county's general operating expenses have also increased. County employees will receive a cost of living increase. Health insurance will increase by 14%. Property, liability, and workers' comp will increase by 32%. Fuel costs will increase at least 30%. The county will also set aside about $450,000 to rebuild the county's fund balance. Several county volunteer and nonprofit agencies that provide invaluable services to the county residents have been restored to their previous levels of funding. Now that the county is in a more solid financial condition, we are very happy to be able to designate funds to several capital projects that we need to move along. This budget includes funds to match the Partif Recreation Grant and will allow us to purchase the Whip Bottom property and begin development of our recreation grounds project. Funds to match a Genève Foundation grant that will provide another $200,000 in funding for our new county library project are in this budget. $100,000 to use for grant match in addition to property for a new senior citizen center for Yancey County is included in this budget, as well as matching funds for the East Yancey Michaelville Sewer Project. These are all very important projects that will provide greater quality of life for Yancey County residents, and we are very happy to include them in this year's budgets. The commissioners were also able to reduce the tax rate to 45 cents per $100 valuation. This 10% reduction in the rate will offset some of the increases brought on by this year's property tax revaluation. We feel this is a conservative budget that shows consideration for taxpayers in a difficult economic time, but at the same time will adequately fund and move Yancey County forward. The Board of Equalization and Review will continue to schedule appointments for tax appeals until July the 18th. If you are considering an appeal, please do so by that time. Once tax bills are sent, you cannot appeal your values until next year. So remember the date, July the 18th, is the deadline for appeals on this year's tax valuations.
Our guest on today's close-up has been John Renfro, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.